More like radio, less like crap.
I wasn't ready, I'm sorry.
Good job,
Micah. You failed!
That's on record now.
See what hair does to you.
Forever on tape.
It's on tape, dude. Tape!
I was showing how my fingers
are. You're wasting tape, Micah!
Hey, how do you like our new song?
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/mlrtees. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/mlrtees.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
And another thing about their family circus, man, they got some sad eyes, man. They ain't got no pupils in the eyes.
Black Beetle Bailey, because that feels like it's making fun of the troops.
Yeah, man, I support my troops. I don't know about them. And what's up with Dilbert, man? You ever heard of a laundromat, man? You got on them crazy ass ties, man. They always are flippy flopping in there. And what's up with Doonesbury, man? They all gotta go to like a rhinoplasty or something, man. Them noses look like John Penises.
Why do you know something in common?
And what about that hag on a horrible man? He ain't so horrible, man. He's just gotta dump that bitch and get himself some new home.
Christ.
So vast knowledge of comics.
He really does. I'm impressed.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No!
I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really?
You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow. But
yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude!
You're a loser. You were, you stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Can't wait for it to kick in. All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It is Tuesday, May 20th, 2014. I am Dutch Van Wagenen here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Marie Lopez.
Hello.
Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Sherry, I don't think you want me to give your last name out.
Hey.
And Dee, I don't really know your name.
Hello.
So, welcome everybody. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you want to get in touch with the show. Or go to morelikeradio.com/live, join in the chat room, or you can tweet us and just find us on Twitter. Usually I'm good at rattling this off and I just...
Can I point something out real quick that Dee dresses like a grandma at nighttime? I just want to point out, she's wearing, I'm pretty sure my great-grandmother died...
Is that a leopard skin, like a leopard print Afghan?
I'm pretty sure my great-grandma died in that same outfit.
Okay.
So well, we all know your grandma was a slut, though.
In that same outfit.
She was a big hoe.
She was a big hoe. Who shopped at a...
Okay, my grandma was a slut, fine!
Fredericks of Hollywood grandma.
And she liked to, you know, do stuff. Hand stuff, mostly. I guess, for money.
Yeah, no, what are you wearing, Dee?
This would be my comfy robe.
Did you shave your pits today?
Yes.
Okay.
She had the look.
I couldn't remember. What does it matter to you? Wearing a robe.
I just wanted to point it out.
I don't want to be all boobies everywhere. Be boobs.
By the way, that's a thing that's coming back now is girls
boobs?
With, well, not that, muff.
Muff?
Like girls who don't shave everything.
Ugh.
Are you guys a fan of that? I like that.
It's not, I like the top, but not the whole.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying, you know.
It's not full on coming back. It's like stylish coming back. Like,
right, yeah.
There's now designs.
Right.
People get bored.
Well, they kind of block it out now. Instead of just having like a landing strip, they kind of like let it, like the natural shape of it, but they leave just the top part and then they shave everything else down below. But they don't let it get all like, you know, bird's nesty, but I kind of like it.
Meh. Gross. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it all depends. Like, I always preferred shaved bald, but I mean, I guess it's what you said.
Man.
It's more the pussy area than the top part. The top part is really inconsequential because your mouth and penis isn't in that area for the most part.
Right, but so it's more aesthetically, you know what I mean?
Mitch, no wonder Sherry's always so sad. Well, that's not true, actually. We have stuff to read later to prove that she's not sad at all.
Are you going to get into that now?
What?
Let's just get into it now.
So,
because I didn't know about this, by the way. You guys sprung this on me before, and I don't really know what it is, and I'm really excited to hear this.
It's exactly what you think it is. Saturday night, I start getting messages from Sherry as if her cat fell asleep on her computer.
Was this through Facebook?
Really may or may not have been doing tequila shots.
Yeah, Sherry, why don't you explain what you were doing Saturday?
I was forced to go to a bachelorette party that I had RSVP to that I wasn't because I'm packing and cleaning my apartment.
We got penises.
Penis?
There was no penis, unfortunately.
Hey.
And so I brought two beers. It was BYOB. Finished my beers and my cousins were like, have some of my margaritas. So I had a lot of margaritas and a lot of tequila shots and a lot of Scooby snacks.
Why don't you put it on camera,
what's a
Mitch?
Scooby snack?
Mitch, I would like to see Sherry.
It's a shot of some sort.
Okay.
There she is.
So around 12:15 in the morning.
There you go.
Mitch.
It's resting on his beer.
Mitch has like thousands of dollars of camera equipment. He can't figure out a fucking webcam.
Face, what kind of webcam do you have?
It's one of those ones that go on top of your monitor.
Oh, okay.
Well, then good answer. All right. Anyway.
So yeah, at 12:15 a.m. Saturday night, I start getting messages from Sherry on Facebook. Sherry, do you have it open? Because I would love to just read with you what happened.
I do. And I would like to point out that it was only 11:15 for me. So it was still rather early.
Oh, okay. That is a good point. She is an act behind. But I was about ready to go to bed and I start getting messages from Sherry. And I'm like, well, now I have to stay up because this is interesting.
So Sherry starts out with at 12 or 11:15 a.m. or p.m. for you. Go ahead.
So big of a cool.
Could you please spell out what that is?
So F-I-C-K-I-B space F space X-X-X space K-E-W. And I think I was responding to if she was asking if my step cousin was cool because she was wearing a, what do you call it, a police box sundress.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, I was concerned because Sherry has some uncool people in her family, and so
and
when
she lives with Mitch,
when she posted
killer.
That right. she went to the bachelor party, I was like, "Oh, is your cousin cool?" So much later in the evening, she responds with that. So of course, I'm like, "Sweetness,
I drink HI."
That was it. Uh-oh, what happened? Hold on. Oh, there we go. They all hung up on me. Sorry, you got to back it up. Nobody listening live heard that.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got hung up.
I got a caller, and I didn't put it in the group call. I just put you all on hold, I guess.
Jesus Christ. I'm, like, sitting here, like, waiting for the story. I'm like, what?
All right, we said the thing, and we were waiting. Like, Sherry read the next part. We're like,
yeah, call back caller if you
whoever
want.
Whoever was calling, call back, but sorry.
Jesus.
After I said sweetness, and then I hung up on you. So Sherry, start over after sweetness.
How many years have you been doing this? Jesus.
I drink HI.
And I go, lol, are you drunk?
No. Yes. Snowmuku. Tequila.
Oh, God. And of course, now I'm a mess. I just lost my place. All right. Now I'm just going to pause and add this caller to the group chat now. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hi.
Hey, Nathan. What's going on, Nate Dogg?
Nate Dogg.
You guys,
hello.
You guys still don't have a screener?
No.
No, it was just me being a jerk and not adding
yeah,
it to
no,
the
Yeah, no, yeah, only one of the show hosts for the last 5 years who just decided to hang up on everybody.
Yep, that's what I had
you
to
have
do.
To ask who it is live?
Yeah.
Who is this?
As embarrassing as it could get. So what's up?
That's cool.
Nate, for those of you who don't know, he was one of the original Hippo Juice guys.
Why is he not in jail?
I got out.
Good one.
And why are you saying he as if I'm not right here talking to you? Why are you talking to me like through Royce, you dick?
Murray, could you please ask Dutch why he's not in jail?
I was in jail. It was work
Dutch,
release.
Why are you not in jail?
It was work release.
Well, good for you.
That's your follow-up?
Nate, how much time do you have? Do you want to hear my drunk conversation with Sherry, or do you want to get right to the point?
Sure. Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. Then let's, Sherry, you and I go back, and we'll pick up where we left off, and then we'll pick up with Nate later. So, okay. I asked Sherry, are you drunk at this time? And Sherry, you said,
no, yes, Snowmuku, tequila, hee.
And then, of course, I laugh hysterically with a lot of hee.
And I say, Snippy card, you.
Could you spell that one for me, too? Hold on.
D-J-O-U-K-L-D-N-T. I think I was trying to tell her to leave or something about leave Minnesota, E-line. Something about leave Royce for me in Minnesota.
Wait, okay, and that's what totally came out?
I see where this is going up.
Is it all an acronym?
No, it was obviously snit V card you jiggedus, leave me in line.
I mean, it's pretty clear. I didn't know what that means.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't speak Sherry yet.
Yeah.
And then I said, Mom is driving. Hi.
I'm still laughing. So I'm, hi, glad Mom is driving. Hashtag YOLO.
And I go, YOLO-y.
And then at this point, we just start taking selfies at her. So Royce took my camera and put his tongue sticking out. And then I took a pic. And then I was smooshing my face together, but it just looks like I'm asleep. And maybe there's some balls on my face, but it was really nervous.
I really thought she sent me a picture of Royce's testicles on her face.
It did kind of look like testicles.
I love, what's worse than is the fact hopefully that like you wouldn't time. Be surprised if that's what they did.
Just,
I know.
I was doing this. The back of my wrist, and it looked like
it was testicles.
He takes care of them, though.
But it wasn't.
Rims down there.
Right. So apparently my wrist bent backwards looked like balls. And then, of course, Cherry posted a picture of her in a very dark room.
It was in the car.
And yeah, it was in the car.
In a very dark car.
But then the next thing you said was a period.
Just that?
Just a period.
I'm assuming you were doing this on your phone while you were driving that. It's not like you had a...
Yeah.
Okay, I, for some reason, I thought you were at home, just falling all over the keyboard.
No, I was in the car on my phone. My mom was driving, and I was so overjoyed about having McDonald's french fries. I kept going for like an hour before we left. Mom, I want french fries. Mom, can you take me to get french fries? I really want some french fries.
Okay, so prior to the message with Marie, like you said you had a lot of shots. How many people were in the bachelorette party?
There was probably only like 8 or 10. Ooh. Sorry, Mitch just hit his head on his microphone.
I'm good.
Yay. No, okay, so did your mom get drunk too, or was she just sober the entire time?
No, she's sober. She doesn't need to drink to be nuts.
Okay, did she tell you the next day, hey, by the way, I think you got in a conversation with one of your friends, or?
No, I remembered, so I had to go back and read it, and then I was sitting on the couch, and I was like, oh my god, that's awesome. I wasn't ashamed at all.
But it gets better!
Oh, okay, keep going, I'm sorry.
Okay, so I replied, go Sherry, because she was in the dark.
And then I say, is that you?
And I go, it's his hand, you pervert. But I meant it with my hand, but whatever. And then Dee took my phone because Dee was hanging out, and she put a smushy face on it too, because then she noticed that Sherry was all drunk and shit. And then, go ahead, Sherry.
Ditch's beers are sick.
I'm assuming you put a lot of K's in there.
No, it was a lot of I's.
Oh, I's, okay.
Ditch's beers are sick. Is what I was getting at. And then I said, also, hee-hee, Cuban testes. I miss much, Mitch.
And then I go, where is Mitch?
Canada, sad face, out of the cunt, C-U-N-T-R-Y, hee-hee.
I go, is he avoiding the draft?
See what I did there? No, see wee hat I did there?
I do.
Not avoiding draft. He was in 6 years.
I know. Is he avoiding the super draft? Draft beers.
Fuck Mary canned beers. He bought Irish beer to banana.
What?
Canada.
Got Irish beer banana, bro.
Okay.
Makes perfect sense.
Sorry.
Irish beer to banana.
Because they're okay. Canadians.
Canadians, bro.
And I'm still, I'm having a straight, honest conversation with her. So I'm like, is it, it's all about the Belgium brews.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you trying to turn this serious all of a sudden?
No, I've been serious. I'm like, no, I'm seriously going to talk to her and just keep her going.
Okay.
I miss you and Royce, Anderson D, whomever I met, but not Sean, hee hee, and not Andre. Fuck.
She hates that Andre character.
Yeah, she does not like Andre.
That Andre guy, like, bro, her and Andre go way back. I don't fuck Andre. Who's Andre?
Who is Andre?
I don't know.
You have a problem with someone? You have beef with a dude named Andre?
Bro, hey, Andre, call on the show, bro. Defend yourself.
I'm Anderson.
It's not.
Yeah, Anderson. It is not. Shut up, Anderson.
It's not fair being drunk on mobile phone because it auto corrects everything you do.
Right.
But I just go, we miss you too.
My cousins asked me about my Royce mask. Ha!
Ask me if my... Jesus, Sherry.
My cousins asked me about my Royce mask. Ha!
Say a boot.
A boot.
A-B-O-I-T.
Did they say he was handsome?
Oh, shit. I just lost my spot. Hold on.
I'll give you some time.
They said I was weird, L-I-L. But they did comment on his huge muscles.
Bro, huge muscles, right?
Look at these,
right?
Guns. Look
at these bad boys.
I go, yay! Eh? Do they want tickets to his gun show?
I ditched them for french fries.
Oh, there's the mask!
It was conveniently within hand's reach.
I think it always is.
Royce wants to know if they are all girls over 18 and DTF and good for you.
Okay, well, I had legitimate questions.
21 and 23. Single. Nice. Thanks. I like fries. Hee hee. And dick.
What? Jesus.
Me too.
Yay, dick.
Mostly Mitch's dick. I miss dick. So I meant Mitch's. I meant I miss Mitch.
I miss dick.
How did do Mitch? Dick. She only likes you for your dick. How does that feel?
I'm fine with it.
You're fine with it? Okay.
Good. They're just closed on a house because he has a nice dick.
And then I said, some good dick there, Mitch.
Make his dick a card.
Also his D.
Oh, it was then that you decided to clean it up.
Yeah, you don't want to be vulgar, bro. We're friends.
Yeah, apparently so, yeah.
And then I gave her an emoticon of a monkey making a really angry face and putting his hands up.
No, not Gorilla D. Ew.
He is happy for the D.
Yay. Usually otters love Mitch's D, but I'll share. But I'll share with monkeys, too.
It's just like 8 levels of inside joke at this point.
I said, ha ha, and then Hodor for no reason.
Hodor, I love you. Winky big smiley face.
And I say, I love you too. And then give her a cat photo with a little heart above the cat.
And then I sent her a dog kissy photo with a lot of hearts and some fox photos with a heart and a sheep kissing a fox with the hearts and another sheep with more hearts.
And then I said, let's get gay married in Massachusetts.
And I think it's an ice cream cone with a heart.
It's just married. It's not gay married. It's just married. You know, when gay people get married, it's just married.
But then I asked, what is the fox?
Specified gay married,
guys. What does the fox say? Gay.
I think it's legal in Minnesota, too. Ring, ding, 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 dick. The fox likes to tea.
Dick party. And then a picture of Yuki on my bed because then Yuki. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding. Dick.
And then a picture of Yuki licking D's face.
Oh, Yuki.
D or D? D.
Not to be confused with Dick.
Right.
Yuki was licking the D.
And then I said, I think Yuki would eat me.
She's a tough
What's
girl.
What's up with you guys in hee hee? It's like this little Asian girl laughing thing.
There's a difference between he's and ha's. He's are giggles, ha's are belly laughs.
Idiot.
Duh.
Oh.
You'd know that if you weren't an idiot.
Usually if I'm laughing for realsies, I don't like put LOL. I just go, dude, that made me laugh really hard out loud just now.
You said hard.
No one cares what you think.
Also the wordy.
And I said, she's a tough girl, but I'll beat her ass.
No. She said, but I'll beat her ASD.
Oh,
and then you corrected ass, and I was like, ASD. So I sent these weird, like, red and blue monsters, like, hugging and being all cute.
And then I posted a picture of a bunny drinking beer.
Okay, real quick, just real quick. How long has this conversation been going on now? Like, what time is it now? What time do you guys start the conversation?
It's like 20, 15 minutes.
Well, now it's 2 a.m. my time, and she started at 12:15 a.m.
Oh, my God. This has been going on.
2 hours.
So I sent her a picture of a cat in bed with a lot of Z's, and I said, soon.
And then my bunny went sleepy on a pillow.
And then I said, sweet dreams, you three sexy notches. Parentheses, not Sean.
Winky face.
Not Sean. What?
A notch is a not Sean.
And I said, good night, Sherrykins.
Oh, Sean, you want to defend yourself here?
Not really.
Okay.
There we go. Royce.
The next day, I tried to as drunk as Sherry to go backwards with her. I couldn't get as drunk. I tried. I was drinking the whole day and I couldn't get drunk.
You eventually just passed out.
I did.
I'm really good at drinking.
Royce, it's a really good thing that these two don't live within proximity of each other.
I don't know that.
Dude, I'm just stating a fact that you probably obviously already know. Like, dude, because, like, could you imagine this being your every weekend? Not just, like, text messages, but them being together this
pretty bad.
I'm too old for that to do every weekend. Shit.
But you totally would if she lived near you.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Last time she was here, man, I remember for the wedding when Sherry
was
here.
Oh, my God, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
One of my best memories of Sherry is when she was here. When she drank so much, Mitch was sitting at by my computer, and she fell asleep at Mitch's feet like a Doberman pincher.
She did. That's right. That was the night I came in, right?
She just like curled up in a ball next to Mitch. I thought Mitch was better.
I knew it was trouble when Kelly and I showed up was because you guys had obviously been drinking all day or however long you had been, because we walk in and Marie and Sherry just start bounding out of the door going, "Hi! Hey!" Yeah, and then she fell asleep.
Yeah, they were just walking outside in the rain on like the boardwalk.
We started drinking at 11.
They were just running around in the rain, screaming. Awesome.
All right, well, Nathan, thank you for patiently waiting for us to go through that drunk conversation.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not sure. I feel like I missed the beginning.
You didn't miss much.
Like drunk crocheting.
Or like drunk bachelorette parties. So, Nate, I know we mentioned it last week or the week before that you have a Kickstarter, but why don't you say what your Kickstarter is in your own words, because we're excited for you.
Well, the Kickstarter is based in Tate's Comics, which is a store here in South Florida in Lauderhill. And it's a web series. So it's about an employee who unwittingly unleashes a bunch of supervillains into the real world, our reality, from the pages into our universe. And then he has to defend the shop, defend the world, while keeping his job.
That's really the whole series. I like that. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of what you're working on here, Nate.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is rally a bunch of cosplayers to save money on production costs as far as like fabricating the costumes.
Right.
And so that's one thing that we're trying to do, is get a lot of cosplayers involved.
Hi, I'm Nathan Aaron.
I'm Larry.
Sorry, that had video on it.
We were going to pull up your Kickstarter, but obviously
that was
video.
Very loud. I got frightened. I closed it.
She freaked out.
That's me.
I'll try that again. Sorry. Go ahead. Keep talking.
I want to blow a guy in front of the girl I like, and maybe that'll impress her.
Okay, I don't think Nathan's really saying that. That doesn't sound
wow,
like
your audio went really clear there for a second.
Yeah, it's part of the Kickstarter.
So you're rounding up. I know John was doing Deadpool in it, right?
Yeah. John's going to be our Deadpool. He's going to be in it for the whole series. Doom shows up. Dr. Doom shows up, and he declares like political asylum. So Larry's stuck with Doom. He's got to find him like room and board, because Tate is going to shove it off on Larry. Like, well, this is your problem. And so Dr. Doom and Larry end up being roommates.
Cool.
And, so it's going to be a parody on a lot of comic book stereotypes.
Hey, Royce, do you think you could actually play Nathan's video on your green screen so that like people could see it on the video?
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
Do you want me to send it to you via Facebook so that you don't have to search for it?
I'll grab it. It's fine.
Okay, cool.
Grab this dick.
So, Nate, I'm just looking at your web series so far. You got a lot of backers, a lot of money going on.
Yeah, a lot of money going on, a lot of money.
And how
investors.
How long is each episode going to be?
Well, it's going to be, we're going to publish them on YouTube, so the maximum length is going to be like 12 minutes.
Okay.
It's going to be about 6 to 12 minutes, depending on the episode. Some are going to be longer than others. So, like the finale and maybe the first episode might be a little longer.
Now,
I'm going to post some of your pictures, actually.
Sorry, we're all looking at your site right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. Some of the effects are...
Thank you. Yeah, all from the homegrown from those Hippo Juice days. those effects and videos and Hippo Juice.
Speaking of old Hippo Juice days, whatever happened to our documentary on cosplayers? Is this just like a reformatted version?
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yeah, I remember you guys talking about doing that.
I don't know what happened to that. I think Royce said that that main girl we were filming stopped contacting him, and whatever her name was, Appleseed Photography or something.
What did you do, Royce?
What girl?
What?
Johnny Appleseed.
Well, basically, they were doing a documentary about cosplayers, and I guess one of the main people you guys were following around.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that, and also, I mean, I don't even remember what happened with that, to be honest.
We had lots of ideas. We got a lot of footage, and that was the end. Yeah,
back in those days, there was a lot of pokers in the fire. Like, we were doing the radio show. You guys were doing that. We were doing many little things for College Humor.
Everything!
All right, I can play this video if you want, I think.
It looks like you can.
Sure, let's do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it now.
Do it.
Hi, I'm Nathan Aaron.
And I'm Larry White.
And we're the creators of Welcome to Tate's. We just made a trailer that we want to share with you, so check it out.
Aw, what's wrong, L-Dubs? Not in the mood for chicken strips with a side of chicken strips?
I'm just feeling a little anxious. I feel like something bad's gonna happen.
Why we're starting this Kickstarter is to
Nate can explain that. Looks really cool. Dude.
Let Nate explain it.
Well, no, Nate.
Thank you.
Nate, can you explain that?
No, let video Nate explain. No, it.
I think they should both do it at the same time.
All right, fine.
All right. Alleviate some of the pressures with making all these costumes.
Okay. Well, what we're doing is we're trying to get a bunch of cosplay. Well, you got to play video Nate while I'm talking.
Oh, it is. It's just cutting out when you talk.
It is playing though. No, okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Nate. I'll stop the video. Wow, you got a lot of money. Jesus, wow, it's amazing. Look at you hanging out with
famous
people.
He needs more than that, though.
The fuck, hanging out with famous people? You didn't tell me you know famous people now.
What famous people?
Yeah, let me tell you.
What are the famous people? I didn't recognize those famous people. Who are those famous people?
I don't know. Who's the famous people? Who are you talking about?
What's his face? The guy, the YouTube dude. I always forget his fucking name.
You talking about Red Skull? Talking about Dr. Doom?
No, you ass.
They're not really real people. I hate you.
Wait, when you were that SourceFeed thing with what's his face? What fucking ever his name is?
Yeah, Philip DeFranco.
There you go, that's his name. Philip DeFranco.
Who's Philip DeFranco? I'm still out of the
humongous
loop.
Humongous YouTube star?
He's a YouTube guy.
What does he do? What does he do?
Talks to 15-year-old Asian chicks. Is it YouTube?
Exactly.
Did you get to talk to 15-year-old Asian chicks?
I mean, if you've been, yes, he has, because we've been on YouTube, so yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's he shared one of our videos back in the day about like this real life Dead Island, and so I went to his event to show him the trailer for this one, so you know he spread so he can you know give a little nudge wink wink and spread the word about it.
So I always like seeing what you can get for your pledges. So what are some of the popular things that you can get if you pledge to your Kickstarter?
Some of the popular ones are the art. I think they're all sold out, but yeah, we have like custom art available from Laura Blue and me, and we could draw you up.
But they're sold out.
Yeah.
What if I buy other Kickstarters and just ask for drawings instead of whatever it is?
Well, we have T-shirts, DVDs. We have a calendar that each month is going to have a superhero as a pinup. Of course, Deadpool is going to be a pinup, and we're gonna pose John all Deadpool? Sexy. John, yeah.
Of course, we already pointed that out, Marie.
No. Can I get a pinup of John as Deadpool?
Yes.
Sweet. Why do I want that? I don't want that.
What are you doing, Marie?
I want.
What are you doing?
Real quick, in the chat room, a listener asked, and I don't remember if you filmed this or not, but they want to know when the good footage of John's stand-up wax down was going to be posted. Because so far, the only thing we have out there is the. Were you there filming that day, or was that just the shoot down?
The wax down.
Yeah. Same bit, just different torture.
I love that Nate calls in to promote his Kickstarter, and their fans are asking him to do work. They're just dicks. Like, I fucking
well, they can. You can just send us the audio, and we can make them edit it.
They're terrible people.
We got people now. We'll make Kevin work on it.
Yeah, whatever. But anyway, your Kickstarter.
We got people now.
You're at what? You're like a 40 something, $4,500. Or what do you need? What is the goal?
The goal is to have enough money to get some equipment, some lights. Mm. Some camera stabilizers and to help out with the cosplayers.
Oh, that's right. You're gonna.
It looks like you're at least a little around 2,000 shy of your goal, right? Around there.
Right.
For at least what the Kickstarter says.
So what people need to do is give right now all of their money to this.
Well, that's
well,
all
you have
their money.
$2,000 pledges. So two people could just pledge $1,000.
That's
right
all
now.
We need. Actually, we don't need all of you. We just need one of you to donate $2,000. Just do that. You
well,
know,
that's a, or as you could try,
fact,
dude.
Hold,
you guys are doing
hold,
this right.
You know what, fucking asshole listener? I would hold the footage hostage. Now of the wax shoot down whatever bullshit until they give you $2,000.
There you go. Yeah, if you guys want to have the stand up wax down, he'll put it out there as soon as you guys meet his quota.
Well, let me read the pledge. That, right? The pledge for the $1,000 or more says, "We will find a way to use your favorite villain in the series affecting the
Adolf Hitler."
Okay, Mitch. That's
you
not,
got a
no.
pledge. You got a pledge.
That's no.
Pledge, Mitch.
Pledge, Mitch.
Or
no Adolf Hitler.
Nate, Adolf Hitler, would that work?
Yeah, it would work.
Yeah, that would work. We got the Red Skull in there. Red they can Skull. Be buddies.
The Howling Commandos, didn't they fight Hitler? So he was in the comic book, so boom.
Ooh, and you'll receive an executive producer credit. Mitch, you want to be an executive producer, right?
And you want to get credit.
I just want credit for things I didn't do.
Oh, well.
That's just it. We've been trying to get you to get credit for doing a new intro going on 2 years now, and you haven't done it yet.
Mr. I make a fucking intro once every year and a half.
That's you, Dutch.
Yeah, Mr. I contribute nothing to an actual radio show. Shut your
That's
face.
That's you, Sean. Oh, okay.
But That's you,
but
Dutch.
But Sean does things.
Now.
As opposed
yeah, Sean's,
to then.
Sean's going
to
be a scarecrow.
Yeah, Sean, be scarecrow in Nathan's web series.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah, we're going to have a normal-sized person dressed as Scarecrow, and then when Larry gets endowed with the fear toxin, it's going to look like Sean.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Next time. Well, hey, we made a trip down there for the day. We can again. Let us know. I don't care. We'll throw Sean in there.
Yeah.
We should. Why not? It'd be Why nice not? To hang out. Hang out with my pal Nate at Tate's like we used to do.
That's right.
And spend way too much money on comic books. Way too much
when
money.
When have you ever done yeah. something like that?
All yeah. the time?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
So the title's called Welcome to Tate's.
Can we play Yu-Gi-Oh! Tomorrow?
Is it as dramatic as that?
Is it what?
Is it supposed to be dramatic? Like, welcome to Tate's?
I don't know. I read it more like, welcome to Tate's?
As a question mark?
I read it like, welcome to question Tate's, because yeah. it's all in X in capitals.
Oh, Tate's? I thought it said Taint's.
No.
It doesn't say Taint?
Or is it like, welcome to Tate's?
Welcome to Tate's.
Okay, this is getting ridiculous.
You're getting ridiculous.
Just now.
Bienvenidos a Tate's.
Usted está pasando Tate's.
Nathan, are you going to do it in other languages so the Spanish people will get it?
Of course, yeah. That's how we're going to sell it at Sawgrass.
See? It's a local joke for like eight
But
of
I love it. It's actually a very good joke.
There's more than just eight people. I would appreciate that joke, Sean.
No, because no more than
no,
eight
No, but
people
remember, we
what?
Have the whole high school of Archbishop McCarthy listens to
oh.
us.
Remember, we are the role models.
Wait, we were called, I thought we agreed
we
that
are
we were
the
calling
role models.
That the Poon Farm.
It's not the Poon Farm. You, I didn't call it that. That sounds illegal when you call it
remember
that.
Remember when we all sat down and we had the.
No, you sat down by yourself and you screamed it at us and we said, no, Sean.
So, Nate, tell me, what birthed this wonderful web series idea?
What birthed it?
Well, yes. When a daddy movie likes a mommy movie.
Well, it was kind of like, you know, Larry is the last person who would be a leading man. So when we did, like, the dead real-life Dead Island, how he would fight a zombie horde, we thought that might translate well to a bunch of supervillains.
It, I mean, and by the way, it looks really good. You must have upgraded your camera gear, son. You're rolling
yeah,
with that
yeah.
shit no more.
Yeah, the quality is really, color. Really good.
It's really, it's like insanely good.
Yeah,
actually.
I like it.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's there's this small little device. I don't know how technical you want to get, but there's this small device called the Ninja, and what it does, it takes
it's
a
silent killer.
HDMI. The silent killer. Oh. It takes a clean HDMI output and it records that. So you kind of bypass the internal camera compression. So you get a clean recording of 422 color space of your footage.
Mitch is getting a fucking
wow
right now.
I'm the only person.
I was gonna say you're speaking to two people right now.
Mitch is getting a fucking boner though, because he loves it. Mitch, did you understand all that?
All of it.
I knew it. I knew he did. Yeah.
Do you have a ninja, Nate? Do you know what he's talking about?
I mean, Mitch.
Mitch, sorry.
No, Nate. I don't.
Mitch.
I have a cell Sherry. Phone.
Oh, that's good.
Cell phone works. You could do it. Yeah.
Do it.
I make videos with cell phone all the time.
No, those are porn. Those that you send to kids that Archbishop porn. McCarthy.
Never, not once.
Yes.
I don't know any like kids twice. From Archbishop McCarthy. That's a ritzy rich school. You got to be like, you know, good at coke to get into that school.
Good at coke.
That means.
So, Nate, what was the name of the website one more time?
Welcome to Tate's.
Welcome to Tate's.com.
Nice.
Who Tate's?
Welcome Tate's. To Tate's.
Welcome
to Tate's.
And we'll tweet out the trailer to the video. So,
hey Nate, maybe tomorrow we'll throw it by. I'll shoot it over to my pal Phil Lord that we're interviewing.
No, oh yeah,
wow, that would be amazing.
I will. No, I'm gonna. You know what? I am going tomorrow. I'm gonna make him.
We're gonna hold him hostage.
Yes. On air.
Do it
and make him tweet it out.
Don't tease me.
Make him watch it. Why? I'm gonna make him watch it.
That's not a bad idea.
No, Nate's my pal, and my other pal.
But pal Phil Lord only ever calls
Nate,
to his cell
I hope
phone.
This isn't. Phil Lord's my best friend. I'm sorry, Nate. I hope that's not awkward that you're not. But Phil Lord's my
Philly
best
Boy
friend.
Phil Lord only ever calls to his cell phone. He never watches
and it
us.
Doesn't matter. He doesn't need to watch
is
us.
Is there any way you think we might be able to get him on Skype tomorrow?
Yeah,
have
sure.
Have him just hang out for the show?
Let's ask Millionaire Director.
Dude, he might just do it.
I know. I'm just
he likes up. Us.
You probably do it.
I get you might it. Just do it. Let's have him on for like the first, like the second half of the show, like just as like another member.
I mean, that'd be fine. That's time. You know, he's he doesn't have to promote this movie.
He's not very busy. I don't think he doesn't got a lot.
No, I'm sure he is, but that'd be awesome.
By the way, can I say something here, Dutch? Kudos to you once again. Your recommendation. I saw, I think 4 or 5 episodes. Thanks to Dee, by the way, because she was playing it. But I Met Your Mother, and I like the show.
Okay.
By the way, Phil Lord and Chris Miller have written a lot of episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
And a producer, so I like it.
I think I might have brought that up when he was on the air last time. I don't remember.
Yeah, you asked how if Neil Patrick Harris smelled good.
Oh, that's right. that's right.
It was awesome.
So, we're so weird with that guy.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure my pal, my best friend in the world, BFF forever.
World famous director.
World famous super director Phil Lord sees Nathan's Kickstarter, and maybe, who knows? You know what, Nate? He's flush with cash. Maybe you'll throw some dough in there. Who knows? Who knows?
Some Lego money.
Yeah, $67 million.
I still need to watch that. I need to watch that tonight. Hold on. Yeah, Lego movie.
Oh, we need to watch that too.
Yeah, we need to watch it before he comes on tomorrow. We have homework.
We're supposed to watch it on the weekend.
We watched Wolf of Wall Street instead.
Wolf of Wall Street was pretty good, though.
It was good.
There's a lot of coke.
I'm going to download it tonight and watch it.
Yeah. So you mean buy it?
Legally purchased, yes.
Okay, I'm going to watch my screener copy that I got since we're in the
what,
biz.
You got a what? Come on, man.
Yeah, you got a screener copy.
Oh, we'll send it to you, Dutch.
You want it?
We'll send it to you so you can watch it legally.
I already have it. Yeah, well, actually, I don't have it.
My screener copy came from uTorrent. So tomorrow... yeah, we'll Phil Lord, so we'll see what happens, but I'll just say this.
We'll see if we can sneak it in.
The moment the movies are going to be fucking Phil Lord, Chris Miller, and Nathan Aaron presents like a trio of directors. Because what I did. Don't forget us. Don't forget the little guys. Okay.
You guys are welcome to the VIP party.
Well, VIP party right now.
Yeah. Will this score us some screeners of your stuff?
Well,
maybe.
No. No, he can't. As soon as all it's going to Nate, just, all he needs, as soon as they hit 6,000, Nate becomes a diva and stops being friends with everybody.
Well, maybe for that. Cool Wednesday night show, but not that awful.
He shows up
Tuesday
everywhere, white sunglasses. What's up, guys? Fucking.
What's up with Nakia hate? Who's saying Nakia's Kickstarter's project is to get enough money to buy a 1995 Oldsmobile?
Oh, that's Pat.
That's probably Patty Boy. Yeah,
Pat.
I'm telling Nakia.
Are you gonna wake him up in his studio apartment? Is what you're gonna do? Don't do that to him.
Yeah.
Leave him alone. He's 40 years old and he has a Bill Cosby impression. He tries hard.
Nicky is not. Is he 40?
Yeah.
He's like 100.
Holy shit, dude! Black guys do not age.
Whoa. Also,
racist.
Yeah, it's true. They
black don't crack.
They just black smoke crack, bro. That's what they
say. That's what you said. That's what Nate just said.
That's not the phrase.
What's the phrase?
Nate just said it. Black smoke crack.
No, that's, okay. You could quote me on that for the Kickstarter.
And you know what would be great? Back of the DVD, this makes money. The back of the DVD comes out. Black smoke crack, Nathan Aaron.
People be like, what? Why?
I mean, this guy's so.
What does this have to do with superheroes coming to life from a comic book page?
It seems really aggressive and racist for no reason.
Are the superheroes just like how they are in the comics, or are they totally different?
Well, they're supervillains, no superheroes.
Oh, sorry.
So, just bad guys.
Just bad guys.
They're a little different. They're a little limited in resources. Like, you know, Dr. Doom doesn't have his private island and his jets, you know.
Mm.
So they're just a little bit depowered, if you could say.
Is it only going to be, because I've heard a lot of Marvel villains, any DC villains?
Yeah, it's a little Marvel heavy. There are some DC villains.
Yeah, it would be, because you're doing it, you fucking Marvel fanboy.
Oh, we're doing this again.
Yeah, we're doing this again.
Well, there's not a lot of DC cosplayers. I mean, we have a Deathstroke. We have a Scarecrow. We have a Poison Ivy.
I'm sorry if you don't remember, but I was Bane at MegaCon, okay?
And I was Harley Quinn.
Bane.
And she was Harley Quinn at MegaCon. So Scarecrow was also plenty of fucking DC.
You got to say, hey, put me in the web series and you're in.
Yeah,
it's not Sinister Six.
I think Royce is asking if he can be in your
web series.
No, I don't
care about being
in. He wants to be in the movie.
But I definitely want to be.
He desperately told me off air that there's nothing more that he wants to do.
Love school
His feelings are hurt that you didn't ask.
Yeah.
Actually.
They were. I said it off air. I was like, you know what, bro? Nathan's just a jerk of sorcerer.
Yeah, Marie was like, hey, Nate's going to call in. And he off mic was like, fuck him.
Oh, I understand.
I was like, that son of a bitch. No, I don't care. But yes, everybody give money to Nathan's Kickstarter now. I mean, I don't care what you're doing. You stop what you're doing right now. Stop it. Put it down. I'm talking to you, Phil. Put it down.
Yeah, put your dick down.
Someone named Phil Others listening. Phil Lord's listening.
Phil Lord's listening.
I don't think you're talking to Phil Lord.
Yeah, I am.
I think he's a fan of my beard, and he has his unit in his hand.
I thought you broke up with your beard.
I still have it.
Really? You back with Kelly?
Oh, shit.
So
I missed that joke. You called me gay. Damn.
Did he not?
I haven't heard that 1,000 times. Fuck.
It works like almost every time.
God. Fucking nailed you, bro. Anyway, support Nathan. Of course, welcome to Tate's. Let's make him rich and famous. That way he becomes a famous super director and also be our best pal. Doing super.
You could make them duke it out for best paldom.
Yeah, there you go. You guys could fight
in a tub full of KY jelly.
No, well, you take it to that part.
But how else are you going to determine a clear
first
winner?
First off, where are you going to put this tub? And secondly,
on the back patio.
Okay, fine. Okay, so more of a kiddie pool filled with KY. Okay, don't say tub then. A kiddie pool. Get behind.
All right, a kiddie pool.
Do you think when Phil Lord takes a bath, he says he's Phil Lord of the bath?
I would ask. You should.
Should I ask him that tomorrow?
Should ask him. Okay. Ask him that question.
Hey, Phil.
I already asked him how he wipes.
When you're in the bath.
Oh my God, what's going on?
We've had weird interviews with that guy. Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. We're not very good at being professional.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil. Shut up. I don't care what you're talking. Listen. So anyway, we have this.
So
idea.
Phil and Chris, have you guys ever thought about sucking on a double dong dildo at the same time?
What?
Didn't you ask him that? And I'm not even joking. Like, people think I'm making a joke there. I think you actually said something to that extent.
It's, look, sometimes
things make stuff up.
I don't remember.
I don't recall that.
I do.
Do remember you asking Joe DeRosa how he used his hands, though?
Okay. You know what?
His hands.
It was like 8 years ago.
There's hands everywhere. Huh?
Dude, I'm not going to play it because even you don't like it.
With hands.
Right.
That would make you uncomfortable.
But I'm not quite sure what he was doing with his hands.
Oh, ask Dutch. He knows.
Can you explain?
Dutch the Hand King. Shave, Dutch. Jesus Christ. You're
I don't want to talk
about hairy. It's fucking bumping me out.
That's the mic thing. Stupid.
No, the mic thing
this is my beard.
Shave.
Yeah. I was going to, but I didn't have time before the show.
It's really bad. How long has it been since you shaved?
Is Nate still on the phone?
I'm here.
Oh, good.
I thought he hung up. I'll give you a question you could ask Phil.
Sure.
If he's ever told a woman if they would like to be filled by the Lord.
That's actually, I will ask him that. That's a good pickup line.
Question
oh,
from
no.
Nate.
He would only are all of our questions just going to be based around his last name being Lord?
And also, there'll be ought to be sexual. Yeah, that's fine.
Could you ask him after he donates to the Kickstarter?
Yes, yes. Wait. What if he goes, oh, man, I love small projects. Let me drop a cool mill in there. And then boom. Yeah.
Then I can blow you, right?
You give me fucking 50% finder's fee, calling it now. And then you do whatever you want with the other half, mill.
And you would still have whatever enough to make it.
Has he ever said, filled by the Lord?
He just steals the idea. Makes
I'll give you that John footage. The John's wax down footage. I've been holding it hostage for Kickstarter pledges.
I knew that's what you were doing.
Some part of me feels like you weren't there that day.
Shut up.
I didn't even know Sean was on mic.
Yeah, I'm on mic sometimes.
You just peep in every now and then?
Yeah. When, you know, there's something intelligent.
He just kind of appears and never leaves.
He's like a sneaky racist
house.
Yeah. It's like you, me, and Dupree.
I didn't watch that movie because
nobody did, but you get the concept.
I'm a heterosexual male.
I don't know what it's like.
So I don't know what that is.
It's like having an ugly version of Matthew McConaughey standing on the couch.
Oh, you mean Dupree? That's that movie where the main guy tries to kill himself and no one pays attention to it because no one really cares about Owen Wilson?
Did Sean try to kill himself?
No, but Owen Wilson did.
Oh. I got confused.
Did I give it a shot?
I wish. Remember, Sherry thinks you're stupid.
Uh-huh. That's fine.
She said it. I mean, I'm not the one that said it. And also, it's true.
Well, you know.
You're a dumb person.
Mm-hmm.
What was the term you said earlier? People who aren't Sean? Like,
people who aren't Sean. Well, what was the term you
used? Yeah, what was the term you used?
Notch?
Yeah, notch.
Notch. I meant bitches. And it just
kind of said
good night, notches. Except
notches.
Sean.
You three sexy notches.
Not Sean's.
Right.
Not Sean.
You get it? Because if you're not Sean, you are sexy. I just want to make sure it hurt for him.
All right. I'm sorry, but really quick, can I say Todd Schnitt, the fucking, you know, Todd Schnitt, right? The
Todd
Schnitt
language.
Anyway, no, it's his real name.
What's a Schnitt?
Okay. Todd Schnitt's a radio show host. You guys.
What's a radio show host?
Okay.
Oh, I don't even know.
What's the fucking
point? I only listen to More Like Radio.
Would you like to talk?
Fuck your language in front of the lady, punk!
I love that.
What were you saying about Todd Schnitt?
He tweeted, hashtag Macklemore equals hashtag Macklemoron. Right, guys?
Ooh, that is rough.
Right?
Any response from the Macklemore camp?
10 seconds right now. So if you want to make fun of him, please do. It's at Todd Schnitt. It was terrible. It was the worst.
I would have just said more like Mackless. Yeah, I would have said that.
Nailed him. That would have nailed him. He would have been like, I don't know what's doing my hair now because it's weird.
I think he missed a great opportunity to do less.
No, Macklemore got in trouble. Actually, if you want to pull the story real quick before we go to break, for dressing up like a Jew, and then he got in trouble because he looked like a Jew or something.
Is he Jewish?
I don't know, but pull up the story. Put Macklemore Jew or something. See what comes up.
Jesus.
Don't put Jesus because then
I'm sorry. It's just we've pointed this out over the years. No one says the word Jew harsher than Royce.
I'm not saying it.
You hit the EW part so fucking hard.
Mackleless issues apology for anti-Semitic Jewish costume. Oh, it's a really bad Jewish costume.
It's bad, right?
Oof.
Post it. Hold on. Let me see it.
Oof.
Mitch, I don't want to see that.
I'm getting so many pop-ups.
My pants.
Oh, my God. It's just all sorts. Apparently, Seth Rogen called him out because he's an ethic and morality champion.
Oh yeah, he is a beacon for moral truth.
Hold on, what did he say though? I'm sure he wasn't champion. I'm sure he had a joke there.
Or is it something with like a voice like
first you trick people into thinking you're a rapper, now you trick them into thinking you're Jewish.
That's actually not a bad slam.
Snap. Get I'm more concerned about how tight his pants are than him being dressed like a Jew.
How tight are they?
I don't know. Like really tight.
Where's the beef?
He's really dressing like a Jew. I mean, that's when you make fun of a Jew, that's what you dress like.
Stop saying Jew.
Maybe.
What? I'm to what? Jewish?
It's just, you, just the way you say it.
Should I say Hebrew? Hebrew.
No, because they're not Hebrews.
What
they're,
do you want? I know that, but he's not letting me say the word.
All of these white people running around pretending to be Jews, they're not Hebrews.
We can say Jew, just when it comes out of your mouth, it sounds like Jew? It sounds like nigger. Like, it's just, there's something so harsh about the way you say it.
What's
I don't know why.
Wait, I say
We've
Jew.
We've pointed this out for years.
I say Jew normally.
No, you don't.
Jew?
He's certainly.
Whoa.
It sounds great.
Guys, stop right? It. Thank
like
you,
you're
D.
Chewing on the words.
It's as if you're accusing them of something.
Right.
Yeah.
First of all, he is Hispanic.
Because, like, I can look at you and be like, hey, dude, or hey, dude. It's see? Like that type of inflection.
Jew.
Stop.
God. What do you have against them, Royce?
Nothing. Anti-Semitic prick. Them. I figured minorities would stick together, but not you.
Okay, let me try.
Is there a nice way to say the word?
Yes, yeah. Not the way he does it, though.
A Jew.
He hits the EW way too hard.
Okay, let me try again. Jew.
Okay, not.
What, are you going to murder them now?
Yeah. I know you're trying to go for seductive.
What did you say? Like you're not talking to a baby.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Jew.
That sounds so patronizing.
Okay. That doesn't sound that bad.
It's not that bad, guys. Okay, let me try and say it with a smile. Jew.
Oh God, you hate them, don't you?
I'm trying to figure out where it's going wrong. Because if I say Jew,
what is
it's a Jew, but he I think it's because he puts a half a syllable in the J and then drags out the ew part.
It's like he's going ew.
Ew. Jews are so fat.
Jews are so fat. All weekend, everything was fat.
Oh my God.
This website is so fat.
What is this from? Hold on.
For no reason.
What we were doing all weekend, we were saying how mean it is to say that to somebody directly. Like,
oh my God, you're so fat.
Well, she agreed,
I wouldn't talk to you,
person.
But you're so fat.
We were just saying, what's like the absolute meanest thing that you could say to anybody?
Oh, I'm rubbing my head right now because I know that this is like the start of a new bit that's going to last for a year and a half. And it's going to infect my day-to-day life, and I'm going to say it to people who aren't familiar with the show.
Dutch is just upset because he's so fat. You're a fat Jew.
Oh, no, dude, come on. Oh Lordy!
Oh my God!
Oh, good times. Oh,
Dutch would go to commercial, but he's too fat.
Nathan, have you hit your Kickstarter goal yet? Okay.
Yeah, let's plug that one more time before we get out of here.
I'm assuming our listeners have all submitted money at this point.
Right. I think we doubled it.
Sweet.
Thank you, guys.
Can we plug it one more time while I pull this?
Yeah, it's welcome to Tates.com. We direct you straight to the Kickstarter page, and you know, check it out. We've got plenty of different perks. And you know what? We're going to make a special More Like Radio perk.
Ooh.
If you pledge and you send me a message along with your pledge saying a line, I will put that line in the web series for Deadpool to say.
Uh-oh.
So
Oh, no. It's like a write a script for John.
Five.
All right, listeners, now you get to write a script for John. So now you have to. How much is it again, Nate, to do that?
Any pledge. You just have to send me a message with your pledge.
I just pledged for you, Nathan, so I get to pick a line.
Well, best
maybe. Five.
Okay, best five. All right, so everyone pledge. They need to get to 6,525 by June 4th, which means they have a couple weeks. I said June, not Jew, so it's fine. No, I wasn't going to.
June. It still made me wince.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on. I understand, bro. June 4th, they need to do it. So come on, let's help him out there. $2,000. Everyone give a little bit.
Website, one more time.
Welcome to Tates.com.
All right.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch?
Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best-selling show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the
Mark Out Radio. Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really boiling hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit.
Oh my God, it's Danny Glover.
I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit out here. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a side project of Talk Radio Meltdown, featuring me, Jack Gill, and Nicole Mossy.
Oh my God!
It's an hour of covering topics that we didn't get to during the most recent episode of Talk Radio Meltdown, but with a more focused approach. Or, at least, that's what we're trying to do. You can hear Chatty Wampus live on morelikeradio.com every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Podcasts of the show will be available at talkradiomeltdown.com. If you've already subscribed to Talk Radio Meltdown on iTunes, the new episodes of Chatty Wampus will be posted right there, so you won't need to subscribe to a new feed. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, you can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You can't sell that milk.
I got pain. Yo, I got pain. I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just scan your window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
So, Pat, are you a man or a woman?
She's a girl, mate. I saw her backstage. Look!
You ruined my career!
Oh, well.
Live from Hohokus, New Jersey, it's Yesterday Night!
It's Yesterday Night Live, starring the not good enough for feature film players, including the fat guy, the crazy woman, and the token black guy, featuring musical guests, the Rolling Stones. And now, here's your host, Jeremy Hawk! Hello, Hohokus!
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. Most of you know me as nothing more than a rugged super hunk with a tush to die for. And speaking of dying, when's Reagan gonna kick off? Am I right? Now here's my Johnny Carson impression.
A famous garbage bag company in Pismo Beach has signed Tanya Harding as their spokesperson. This is true. She'll be promoting their new line of white trash bags.
I don't know who Johnny Carson is, but that's funny.
We've got a great show, so stay tuned.
Back live, second hour of Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. Or go to morelikeradio.com/live if you're listening to the podcast and you want to check us out live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight. So, I haven't heard this one yet.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
I haven't heard it either. Who did it?
I did. I made it.
Oh.
Yeah, Royce usually is the one who comes up with the rejoiners.
Oh, my God, Dutch. It's the fuck.
I was like, dude, when I was outside smoking a cigarette, I was just started giggling. So it's stupid.
Because it's so annoying and the worst.
God, that's the reason why I'm laughing about it.
So bad.
It's just so bad. Oh. I would talk to you if you weren't so fat.
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 So fat. It's such a loaded word. You don't even pronounce the T.
Yeah. Fat.
It's just in the back of your throat.
That, that I forget what which comedian said it, but like the worst thing you can say to a girl is you look ugly when you cry. I'm pretty sure a girl will get more offended if you just called her fat straight up.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, not even hinted around it, just straight up said it that way.
I've noticed females don't like to be called, like, if you're like, you're such a dumb bitch. Like, well, they really don't like that.
Right, but I think it'd be more hurtful to call a girl fat, right?
Fat.
Speaking of hurting girls' feelings.
I'd hang out with you, but you're so
You're too fat.
Speaking of hurting feelings, I have this turf war with one of my neighbors.
Oh, no. What is it this time?
Let me
By the way, does this have anything to do with the do not touch the tree and then you guys posted a video of both of you touching the tree?
No, that was very innocent. No. There's just
I saw that at work and laughed like out loud.
The neighborhood homeowners association is doing some grooming, so I think they've chopped a couple trees down, and one of the neighbors put up a sign to prevent their tree from being chopped down.
Put up five signs on five different trees. Please do not.
It was like a handwritten, because anyway, you could post that picture in the chat room. I saw that at work, and I'm just like, they're adults, they're homeowners, and they're doing this. Okay, I just had the image in my head that it was one of your neighbors.
It was.
So what's the turf war going on?
Okay, so here's I'm driving out to the neighborhood the other day to go to the gym or something. I was by myself, and the speed limit in the neighborhood is 25. I was going 27. I don't speed really. I don't. If anyone knows me, I don't. So I was going 27.
You can't.
Yeah. So I'm going down. I'm going 27, and this lady's out there with her dog, and she starts putting her hand up and down. And I'm thinking,
oh, she wants a blowjob.
Right.
There's the picture.
I thought she was just dancing.
Right.
She saw the picture too?
No, I just Sherry's doing an impression
of doing.
Of looked like two dicks flying out her mouth.
Uh-oh. All right. That's two dicks fat in her face.
Neither of them are mine.
Dicks are so fat.
Oh my God. Black guys' dicks are so fat.
You can fit so many dicks in your mouth because your face is fat.
Fat
dick mouth. So fat.
So anyway, I'm driving down and then lady is doing the international up, like slow down. I'm
international, going, please give my husband head sign.
Right. Now hold on. Was her hand out like flat like this, or was she holding it like straight forward and doing like a Heil Hitler? Like what was she?
Like the Hitler thing, like this.
Like up and
smiling.
Like half a gator chomp.
Right. Okay.
Half. Just the top.
Think of an alligator
drawn by Matt Groening. With no bottom jaw. Just top.
Slow
there
down.
You go.
So anyway.
Oops.
So I think she can't be talking to me. It's 25. I'm going 27.
You talking to me?
You know?
You talking to me?
Talking to me?
So she's older. She's probably like early 60s. Her dog's out there too. And I drive by and I go, she can't be. But then she does it again when I get closer. So I stop my car. Right next to her, I scared the living shit out of her. And I screamed, and I swear to you, God, I go, I'm going 27, you idiot! Loudly.
How far away from your house is this?
This is like
right around the corner.
Like a block?
I was gonna
right around the corner.
Probably
about a block.
Like about a block. It's
you're a menace.
You walk there in 5 minutes. It's
bad?
Not that far.
So wait. Basically, fuck you.
She's old.
She drew first blood. Because she started with me. So anyway, the next day I'm driving with Sean to the gym. She's out there again with her dog, and her dog's on a leash. Now, little background story you have to know. Yuki is not very good with other dogs.
Or people or things or just anything that might make a loud noise.
Just like D. So
Japanese dogs are weird.
So anyway, which is fine, though, because we have her on a leash. The problem is these other assholes who think because your dogs are good, their dogs don't have to be on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is it's not that your dog is good. It's that other people's dogs are not good. So if I'm holding my dog, a nice other curious dog off a leash is going to walk up, and then my dog's going to kill your dog, and I'm going to feel terrible, you know?
No, you're not.
So, no, I'm really not. So anyway, we're driving down, and I see her there with her dog off the leash, and I go, put your dog on the leash! As I drive by.
We stopped. No, we didn't. We stopped in front of her house, and you proceeded to scream at her and berate her for not having her dog on.
That's the third time. This is the second time.
Oh, my God.
Dutch, that's the second time. So yesterday, Dutch, we're driving to the gym.
Okay.
You did it on Saturday or Sunday as well.
Right, as well. So yesterday, we're driving to the gym.
Saturday was the day she told you to slow down.
Right. Sunday was again.
And then, yeah.
Sunday was the second time, and then yesterday was the third.
Yeah.
So yesterday we're driving to the gym. She sees I'm driving. This time she does not want to deal with me because I'm a problem. She turns her back to me and just waves her arm in the air like this. Like, let me turn around. Let me show you. She just turns around and she doesn't.
She's just standing there waving.
Waving. Okay.
With her back to you.
No. Like backwards, like to drive by, like, you know, with her back to me, like drive
right,
by.
Right.
That pisses me off.
I'm telling Royce to
why
just.
Why does that piss you off?
Royce, just drop
how
it.
How dare she tell me what to do with her back to me? Am I her slave? I'm sure that was what was going through your mind.
Just go to the gym, Royce.
So I stop the
she's
car.
She's not allowed to tell me things because she's so fat.
She's so fat.
Please,
okay, Royce, let
so
it go.
Shut up.
Let
Sean.
It go.
I stop the car and I go, listen, lady.
Let it go, Royce. Just drive off. Don't say anything to her. Let's go.
What did you say? Hey.
Listen, lady.
Oh, no.
If you want me to obey the speed limit, you need to obey leash laws.
And you were serious when you yelled this.
Dead serious. He was dead.
He's laughing now because I'm sure you realize how crazy that sounds, but.
I was yelling at him the entire time to just leave her alone and go to the gym. Let's just go work out.
Sean, you were the battered woman in that situation. Honey, don't, honey.
Don't. No, Royce and I joke all the time, and it's not really too much of a joke that we're just the two gay dads driving around the neighborhood.
So anyway, I park the car, and I go, if you want me to obey the speed limits, you need to fucking obey leash laws. She puts some fucking fake law out of her ass, like, not on my property. And I go, bullshit, on this side of the sidewalk, it's not your property. I go, my dog's going to come out here, he's going to eat your dog. And I go, I'm not going to give a shit.
We look like the two gayest people in the world because we're going to the gym, so I'm in a tank top.
My dog is going to come out here and eat your dog. Like, that's like my dad's going to beat up your dad.
So anyway, no, because your dog's not on a leash. And I go,
I get it. I'm just saying.
I said, next time your dog's on a leash, I'm going to call animal control.
But she had like a tiny little shih tzu.
And then I drove away.
Yuki would have eaten this little shih tzu for a snack.
You threatened to call animal control on a person with a shih tzu. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you, man?
It was fantastic. He's just screaming at this lady, and then he throws his fucking Jeep into gear and plows off down the road.
I can already tell what happened. I'm sure, Sean, you just sat there for the first like minute or so staring at him blankly while he's screaming, fuck that bitch, that bitch, that stupid bitch, cunt bitch.
Face palming, and I'm just like sitting
there. And then
there.
I told Sean, I go, it's her fault. She drew first blood. She drew first blood.
Literally.
She drew first blood. I'm like, you
12? First blood? This is not Rambo.
Fucking Rambo ass.
Oh.
So, this lady, I guess, learned her lesson. I'll keep you up to date.
I haven't seen her outside.
I purposely drive out this way now every time to see if I see her. I'm going to scream.
Morally.
Oh, I'm screaming at her. She's giving her a stupid face. Stupid lady face. No, fuck her. Not the poor lady.
No, here's the thing, though. I can't yell. I mean, I've had... You know, just random acts of blowing up on people for very small, minute things just because they rubbed me the wrong way. I've had plenty of those. I've actually been dreaming about, like, not dreaming, but, like, I've already gone through the situation in my head of what I'm going to do because I still haven't called Comcast yet to get my whole thing situated with my internet.
Why don't we just do it on air?
But once I do it, it's going to take forever. It won't be good radio. I was going to record it. I just haven't. Here's the thing.
I'm angry. I don't want to do it.
I could do it at work, but I want to record the whole call for the air. So
do it.
Do it.
Didn't do it.
But here's the thing. I've already planned in my head to go down to the store that I remember how I screamed about the one guy who was the fat gay guy who was giving me shit. I've already figured out what I'm going to say to the guy when I finally get my credit. I'm going to go down and be like, hey, queer. You know, like, I've already gone through what I'm going to say and just.
You already got it. Oh, my God. You're so fat. And then walk away.
I'm going to do that.
Ruin his day, bro.
You'll ruin his day.
Look at him in up and down first, like, slow and be like,
first of all,
fat.
I'm pretty sure he's going to laugh at you. He's not going to. His day's not going to be ruined.
No, it'll be
whatever, Sean. You're just fat. You don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm fat.
Yes, this is space weather. This is space weather. It's real life.
I'm sorry. If it's not astrophysics, I don't understand.
Yeah. Dick.
And by the way, Joel, if you don't get what we're doing, I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones or not.
No, I don't.
Okay. Do it.
Do it. Is how the
Peter Dinklage says do it in that show. It's do so it. Annoying. It's been my I'm obsessed with it.
Do
so
it.
I'm gonna pull a clip up. I'm saying do it.
Do it.
He says do it. I can do it.
And then,
is it just part of his accent or just the way he, what?
Yes, really. He's from New Jersey. He's doing like a British accent. And to be fair, he's a great actor, but the British accent falls apart every once in a while.
Right.
So the way he says, dude.
Because he's from Jersey.
Yeah, I know.
It was like, what was it?
No, I wouldn't do that. They make fun of themselves.
Kevin Klein? Kevin Costner in Robin Hood. Like his accent just went away halfway through the movie.
Yep.
Waterworld.
Good movie. Dry land is not a myth.
Speaking of movies, there's something I wanted to get into, and I thought maybe we could have some fun with this because we all grew up in the Disney animated era. I can't hear you.
I like fun.
I hate Disney.
Okay, my soon-to-be brother-in-law, Josh.
Sherry, pay attention. You're not even paying attention. I don't like that Sherry is half.
Yeah, Sherry, what are you doing?
Look, she just now she realized you're talking about her. Now she had the.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm here. I'm here.
I was being comfy and also looking at Pinterest.
Oh, okay, cool. No, I'm glad. I'm glad. Mitch, by the way,
yeah, put the camera back on you. She's.
I liked it on her more because then I didn't have to pay attention. You didn't know.
Okay. Well, this is
get
great.
Get the video ready, by the way, for Wimbledon after this. Okay, go ahead.
Got it.
All right. Cool. So, I don't know if you guys remember however long ago it was that my brother-in-law or future brother-in-law, he writes for a website called Bro Jackson. And remember when we read that thing where he just typed out what my sister was saying during the final episode of The Bachelor or something like that?
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, on Bro Jackson, every once in a while, they have this dumb thing where they call a bro down. It's actually a really funny site if you guys have never read it. It's mainly sports, but they'll have a lot of pop culture stuff too. And their bro down thing where all the contributing writers will contribute to a topic that they have, and then people can comment on it, like, you know, via Reddit style. But either way, the topic was The Little Mermaid, and he was talking about this is his quote. He says, "The Little Mermaid is a pantheon level Disney movie. To truly gauge a Disney movie, you have to rank all of its parts. The tropes that are present in every Disney movie can be measured against each other. Are you ready? Here we go." And he gives a bunch of character, or at least a bunch of categories. And I forgot that these were all things that are very prevalent in Disney movies. Lead character, humorous sidekick, humorous fast song, slow love song, hottest female character, and hunkiest hero. And he has them listed like 1 through 5. And I'm pretty sure there's a few left off here. So first of all, a lead character. Huh?
Am I? Sorry. Sorry, watch your new girl.
So lead character.
Not anyways me. So I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I only caught half what you said. Sorry.
Your face.
Basically, okay. So give me some lead characters. And you get points according to ones you can name.
Of The Little Mermaid or of any...
any Disney film. Because he's gauging, essentially, the best out of all these things. And the ones that have the top of this makes it the best Disney movie. Because we all have our favorites, but we have to actually gauge the actual best one.
Simba.
Aladdin. Belle.
By the way, is Simba... Yeah, Simba's lead. Belle's not a lead... That's not the lead character. Wait, so no.
She's Beauty. Beauty and the Beast.
Beast and the Beauty.
Not just Beast.
Oh, my God. The Beast
is so fat.
Okay, negative 2 points on me for getting that wrong. Sorry.
Okay. Snow White, Sleeping Beauty.
Those are the lead characters. Lead characters were the Prince Charming and the other one, and the dwarves.
Snow White, the movie!
You were so not watching the right movies.
Do you even know the name of the Prince White? Because nobody does.
Yeah, Prince Charming.
Doesn't have a name. All right. Charming!
Shut up. Done.
What about Cinderella's?
Cinderella's the lead character, yeah.
Have you seen these movies?
Yes. And negative 5 points to Royce for doubting me.
Dutch, explain the...
You're already negative 6, dude. You better get back in the game.
Actually,
In your head, is leading character only male?
No, it's the lead character.
So the lead character is Snow White.
Here we go. How about this? How about I read his top five?
The prince didn't even have a fucking name.
You know what? You're in Marie for screaming at me. You get negative 5 points.
I fucking every fucking Disney character.
I understand this arbitrary point system.
Negative 5 points.
I'm like Dutch. No. Guys, explain how your points work.
Here we go. How about this? Lead character, Josh's top five were Peter Pan, Aladdin, Scrooge McDuck, Emperor Kruju, and Pinocchio.
They're all male.
I'm going to watch Pinocchio the 13th.
Did I say it that way?
Fuck
me.
Character.
God, I hate my accent.
Dutch, you're going to watch Pinocchio?
Say it again.
No.
Pinocchio.
You can listen to the replay. I'm not, no.
You will say Pinocchio.
I'm not, no.
Mitch, can you cut Pinocchio for me?
I'll find it.
I didn't say it. You son of a bitch, Mitch. That's my bit, not yours.
Come on, Pinocchio.
All right, here we go. Fuck Lee here. How about a humorous sidekick?
The genie.
Oh, mine was Jiminy Cricket from Pinocchio.
Yeah.
The horse from Tangled.
You get half a point for that. What was that?
Right. How do you?
The horse from Tangled.
Yep.
Wait. Do they count Pixar or only Disney?
I think think of our generation, just Disney animated musicals.
Timon, Pumbaa.
Oh yeah.
Actually, you get double points for that one because this is on the list. There's two of them.
Well, they were a hilarious.
So you get 4 points. So now you're only negative one.
I feel Dutch is not keeping a real score.
What about the crows from Dumbo?
They're racist.
Jim
Carrey. Humorous sidekick. I think that was more of a musical though.
Elephant fly.
That's negative 2.5 points to Sean.
Scuttle.
Or
Scuttle. Yes.
What about Buzz Lightyear?
He's one of the main characters. So negative 3 points for you.
Pixar.
Woody's the main.
Oh yeah, and it's Pixar.
Pixar.
Here we go. Here's his top five over here. It says Genie, Baloo, the Mad Hatter, Timon / Pumbaa, and Sebastian.
Sebastian?
The crab.
The crab.
Wait, we said the seagull, not Sebastian.
No, the seagull's not. No, Sebastian.
I like it when
seagull.
He was the funnier one.
He was the funnier one. Sebastian wasn't funny.
No,
I did like the way Sebastian said "up dear"
because that was a racist caricature.
A very racist character.
You dream about going up there. It like gets super.
He's Jamaican. He's a Jamaican crab.
But it's just like you dream about going up there. It's what really noticeable.
I love how that's a thing you get irritated.
Why does the crab have such big black eye lips for no reason?
He was so fat.
You and I are on the exact same page there, Royce. I was going to point that out too.
Oh yeah, Mushu from Mulan. He was fucking hilarious.
There you go.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy. What?
Eddie Murphy. Will splash
around. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor.
I think you already know.
So bad.
It's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
There.
Up there.
Seaweed. Up there.
Oh, that leads us to the next category, by the way.
Up, yeah.
That leads us to the next category, the humorous fast song. What's your top five? Obviously, that one's there.
Be our guest.
Yep.
Friend Like Me.
Yep.
I never had a friend like me.
Yep.
Hakuna Matata?
It's not here, but I'll count. You get a half point for that one. So right now, you're negative half point.
I Want to Be Like You?
Yep.
Walk like you.
I want to be like you.
Thousand tales, master you in.
There it is.
Wait, I was listening. Did anyone say any Aladdin song yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
In your corner now. Heavy ammunition in your.
I used to love this thing.
All you gotta
do is rub that lamp.
I'm not that familiar with the Emperor's New Groove, but I feel like the Emperor's New Groove is on this list.
Do they have? I don't think they had too many songs though, did they?
I don't recall the song.
So I don't know if this fits into this category. But yeah, the humorous fast song. Right now, his top five is Under the Sea, Prince Ali, Friend Like Me. Jesus Christ, this is a theme here. Just Can't Wait to Be King. That's like humorous. And Be Our Guest.
Wait, why do they pick I Just Can't Wait to Be King over Hakuna Matata?
Matata.
Marie, you're retarded.
Oh my god, Hakuna Matata kids' heads are so fat.
You're so fat, Arda.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata has a fart joke in it.
It does have a fart joke.
Does it?
Yeah, it says, my friends never stay downwind.
Okay, so that would be your number one.
What a shame.
Basically,
I was ashamed.
That is him, my name.
What's your name?
And I got red hearted.
How did you feel?
Whatever.
Every time that I.
Pumbaa, not in front of the kids. Oh. Hakuna Matata.
How about Bare Necessities?
What a wonderful thing.
Bare Necessities.
I'll count it just because, I mean, you know, you make your own list, your own top five, but like basically we're trying to find out what's the best.
I always loved how Baloo scratched his back on the pond.
Yes.
Wherever I
That's how my grandpa scratched his back.
Wherever I roam.
Your grandpa was a bear?
I can be found.
Oh, probably. Son, I'll make a man out of you. It's about cross-dressing.
Wait, what?
Oh, the yeah!
Make a man
thing.
Out of you.
There's actually quite a few funny
I mean, every other Disney movie I saw like 1,000 times. I think I stopped watching Disney movies a lot like when Mulan came out. Like, I was too cool for it.
What about the racist Siamese cats from Lady and the Tramp?
They're racist?
Oh, we are
Siamese. Oh, because of Japanese. I thought you meant like they were racist towards other.
No, towards the other Asian. I find them a very racist.
We are Siamese, if you please. We are Siamese, if you don't please.
Brum, bum, bum.
Now we're looking over our new domicile.
Oh, this is a very offensive to the Chinese people.
Okay.
Dude, yeah, Lady was a bitch, by the way. Like, she was the worst. She always was yelling at poor Tramp. He was just trying to be nice.
Know,
I mean, he's a little rough around the edges, and this little cunt cocker spaniel. I hated Lady. Anyways, all right. So, here we go. Give me your top slow love songs.
Kissy Girl.
There you go.
Whole new world.
Whole new world.
Hercules won't say I'm in love.
Oh, yes!
Oh, I love that song.
No chance, no way, I won't say it. Oh, no.
You swoon, you sigh,
won't deny it. Uh-oh. It's too
I don't know this song.
Cliche.
I won't say I'm in love.
Oh, my God, the hens are going. Anybody, a male voice. Come on, help me out of this one.
It's funny because of the fat one.
So fat.
So fat.
Super fat.
Meg was my favorite Disney.
Meg girl was great. She didn't give a shit.
She didn't give no fucks. What's the one they danced to in Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast.
You get negative 10 points just for being dumb.
It's because of these big bosoms.
Yeah.
All right, you give extra negative points to me who sat there for two more extra seconds.
Has somebody made a Beauty and the Beast song like dubstep and call it Beauty and the Beat? Because that would be amazing.
Yeah, it was called Justin Bieber.
Sick.
You haven't heard Justin Bieber's Beauty and the Beat?
Nope.
Well, my friend.
When the moment is right, confess your love.
There we go.
Yes, beautiful.
No one cry, girls. Don't cry.
I'm already crying.
Why?
I'm really emotional.
Nothing's happening.
I just want a beast to love.
You already do. You have Mitch.
Am I the
one that protect me from wolves?
Am I the one that better as a beast than as a?
He was so much hotter as a beast.
He was so much hotter as a beast. As old as
time. Yeah, like
I did have a crush on the Tramp when I was a kid, so I don't know.
Okay, you have issues, girl.
What about Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yes, that was one thing. That one, I think, is better than Beauty and the Beast.
Well, that's because it's Lion King, duh.
What, you think Lion King's the bestest?
I like the Beauty and the Beast one. Everywhere. I like it better than this one.
And with all
this romantic.
I'll throw this one on the list, not because it's my favorite, but because it just should be on the list. Pocahontas, Paint All the Colors of the Wind.
Yes. Pocahontas was my second favorite after Lion King.
We'll give you that one.
Song.
Pain with All the Colors in the
That world. Very
the
historically accurate movie.
For Pocahontas is mine.
Right.
I don't remember that one.
That's the one where they're all digging for gold, and the one guy is so fat.
He's so fat.
Fat.
And he's digging for gold.
And you sing with all the voices.
Okay, I like this one too. I just got chills.
Paint with all the colors of the wind.
Oh, she was the first hipster. Paint with all the colors. She was the OG.
Take that, Native Americans.
Come run the hidden pine trails of the forest.
I'm actually 15, and in real life, you raped me.
Actually, she was 13.
Yeah. She totally got
smallpox or syphilis, and I died in England all alone.
That's what I said.
Can you paint with all the colors of my diarrhea?
What's dysentery? You should drink some water.
I know.
Oh, she's friends with otters.
No, she just has scurvy.
Or Mitch. That never
ends. Mitch, you're an otter.
I love otter deeds.
It is a sycamore grove.
You cut it down, cut it down,
then you'll never know.
I just realized that the people who did the tracks on Disney musical stuff were very theatrical, like with the really warbly staccatos to their voices.
You don't say.
Tell me, princess, now when did
not him. He was very flat.
Let your heart decide. Me and my gay cousin used to sing this song together with the movie, but I always had to be Aladdin.
That's fantastic.
Oh, got a lot of popularity is Mulan's reflection. Because
oh yeah.
Christina Aguilera sang it.
See, yeah, Christina Aguilera sang
oh,
it.
Oh, boo. Negative 10 points.
And then Phil Collins' Tarzan, You'll Be in My Heart, got a lot of radio time.
Oh, that's right. I don't like it, but I'll count it.
Because it's Phil Collins. Genesis.
It's only because
Now I'm in a whole new world with you.
I'm in a whole new world.
Okay, this is going to go on all night if we don't move on.
Indescribable feelings.
All right, please cut it, whoever's playing it. Next one. I need hottest female Disney characters.
Ariel.
Jasmine. Pocahontas.
There's a few more here.
Lady?
What was the name of that?
Okay, Marie. I don't know what to say anymore.
You had a crush on the tramp.
I did.
Yeah, both of you. You're fucking weird.
Pete's different.
Pete's Dragon. Well, now I know where your chubby chasing came from.
I am no longer
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
Ooh, Esmeralda was hot.
Yeah.
You can give that one, yeah. All right, his top five are Jasmine, Ariel with legs, Pocahontas, Cinderella, and Snow White.
Ariel with legs. Might as well.
Oh, Snow White over Cinderella. Let's be fair. Put that hair down.
Yeah. I didn't like that bun do.
No, no one likes the bun do.
Nobody likes the bun. Negative five to Josh. Okay, and then, well, hold on. Jasmine over Ariel with legs? I kind of had a thing for Pocahontas. No, I had a thing for Ariel. Fuck, I like redheads.
No, remember the way Jasmine like slowly sauntered up to Jafar? She's a slut.
Dude, those hips.
Yeah, she did that slow, sexy sway.
That's right. Dude, she I remember getting a boner Jafar, the first time I watched that, and I didn't know what it was.
Is it weird that I had an obsession with any Disney princess that did stuff that my hair would get tangled and theirs didn't? Every time Pocahontas' hair flew through the wind, I'm like, my hair would be in a knot.
Yeah, I used to obsess over
it. Why does it flow like theirs?
This is fucking bullshit.
And then Ariel, you know how many times I wanted to flow around underwater and see my hair bunch up like Ariel
and
did?
Instead,
and there it is.
Instead, Marie inhaled water and her hair got stuck in the pool vacuum.
I would like to go into the bottom of the pool and then
really
fast push myself
aside. I'm just having it in your head. You know the input from a pool? Get it out!
Turn it off. Royce, give me a topper. I need to brush my hair right now.
Marie, were you like one of those kids with just like out of control frizz hair? Like just exploded out type?
Actually, my hair was gorgeous when I was in Pennsylvania because there was no humidity. Right. The moment I went to Florida, it was like bloop.
Okay, and then this is for the bitches. Hunkiest hero.
Hercules.
Hercules?
Hercules.
What a weird I thought Aladdin was cute.
I couldn't ever get physically attracted to anybody male in Aladdin because it reminded me too many of my own relatives.
Oh, Tarzan. I thought Tarzan was cute.
Oh, yeah, Tarzan. He had those dreads.
Yeah.
All dopey from the Seven Dwarfs.
The Hunchback from the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay, Marie. You're so negative at this point.
Scar. I like Dimitri from Anastasia, but that's not Disney.
Okay, hunkiest hero, not hunkiest bad guy. That's the next category.
But it's not Disney. Bad. That was her point.
Oh. Well, she said Scar.
They were Dumbo.
Oh, Scar.
Bad guys.
sexy, sexy.
Back to Pete Stratton.
Simba's kind of sexy for a lion.
Right, enough with Pete Stratton.
He was sexy for a lion, I agree.
Yeah, that swagger.
I'd do Simba.
Lion. What is it with you and animals? What's wrong with you today?
I don't know. I have a problem.
Have you ever thought of... I don't want you to answer that question because I feel like we're going to get too honest here. I don't want to look at you differently.
I thought Gaston was pretty handsome.
Oh, Gaston? Yeah, Gaston's hot. I know he's a villain, but...
He was great.
I loved him.
Oops, I failed.
What'd you do?
Nothing. Shut up.
Sherry?
Nothing.
She posted a shitty link in the chat.
I had such a crush on Eric from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Prince Eric was the shit.
Right.
That Tangled is cute. I can't remember.
Oh, right. Yeah, Tangled.
He's number three on this one here. Number one is Prince Charming. Number two is John Smith. Eugene.
John Smith, yes.
John Smith was hot.
John Smith.
Yes. Those blonde locks of his. Eugene Frischbert, a.k.a. Flynn Rider from Tangled. Aladdin, and then Gaston.
Okay.
So by according to the... So do we all agree on that one, or do you would rather reorder it?
I agree.
Okay.
Gaston had a huge bulge. Is that what you were talking about?
Did he? I never noticed that.
These photos that Sherry's posting in the chat room are just about the bulges.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck? People have like a whole thing dedicated to Disney characters with their bulges.
Failed again.
Beast bulge.
Broken Link. Tarzan.
If I'd drawn him like that, I wouldn't have thought he was hotter.
One of the dudes from Pocahontas and his bulge. Jesus. Does that do anything for girls like that? I'm assuming that's like what cleavage does for us. Does that even do anything for you girls?
Yep.
I don't like bulges.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm.
You like a good underwear bulge?
Yeah, it depends on the underwear.
It's for me.
Okay, that's just
that doesn't really do anything for me.
I don't know what that is.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
What is that?
I'm assuming it's supposed to be the guy from Frozen, but I'm not sure. Good lord,
that's a little too gay.
Dennis is going. I don't know if I should delete this. Is this?
Oh, a good one is. Hold on.
I bet it is coming.
Why is he in an S&M outfit, though?
I don't know.
Why is he holding those? Yeah.
Why is he wearing assless chaps?
Actually, all chaps are assless.
See?
Oh, that's a good one.
Marie.
That's a good one.
What's going on down there?
Guys, these are cartoons.
Some men.
Oh, like you don't.
Don't do what? Masturbate the cartoons?
Yeah.
I mean, no, not really.
Well, I wasn't looking at you.
No, I don't.
No.
Shut up, Shen.
Real porn.
Proper hentai.
No.
Why is my Netflix filled with so much Asian porn then?
It's not Asian porn. It's just anime.
I don't understand the difference.
All right. Do you want to get to Wheels and Bitter Music or do you want to keep looking at Princess Bulges?
It's hentai.
Can we do both?
We should get to
I went to a girl's house one time to hook up with her. She was like a promoter for the record label that my band was under. And we were fooling around and she turned on Asian hentai porn.
Like tentacle porn.
No. Well, I didn't see it that far, but yeah, it was like it was animated porn. I just remember
it
that.
Animated porn with all kinds of crazy.
Dude, she was into that. I just remember, and she was like good looking too. Like she was a weirdo. God.
But yeah, we should get to the We Listen to Better.
Yes, We Listen to Better Music than You. Who
Dee picked it, right?
No.
Did I? No.
Wait, what song? I found it.
What song?
It's
Dee Antwoord.
It's South African?
Guy Antwoord?
It is.
Oh.
What's the name of the song, Mitchell?
Anyone from today. I think it's called Pitbull Terrier, correct?
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Yes,
it's Pitbull Terrier.
It's the band or the artist that Dee told you about, and you found their new song.
Somebody posted it on Facebook independently of all that.
Why don't you just give her the goddamn credit?
All right, fine. I don't care.
Okay, hold on.
I didn't do anything. I don't do anything.
Can we back up a second? Jesus. Okay, do we have a group on Facebook called We Listen to Better Music, right? Or is it called something else?
It's called hashtag WLTBMTY.
All right, how about this? Just get the acronym for We Listen to Better Music Than You, put a hashtag in front of it, and tweet it to us if you guys have any suggestions for stuff that we should watch or listen to. And we'll play it on the show, and we'll try to give you credit instead of the clusterfuck that these two just did.
We're about to get a bunch of gay porn.
Or just go into the group Hippo Tunes.
Or that too?
Because that's what it used to be called, is Hippo Tunes, so it still has the URL.
Okay. Well, I think Twitter hashtag is a better idea because of, you know,
W-L-T-B-M-T-Y.
I wasn't, apparently. You should put it. I am now.
Okay, what? Mitch, play it before this goes on further.
To join. I will add, if maybe, no, ignore.
No one cares. No, Mitch, play it. I'm scared so far.
Scared of cats. What cats? All myself cats. Look out! Big dog in the place to pee. Big poo. I am a big
poo. What the fuck is
big poo? I am a big poo.
I'm frightened.
Okay, it's got to run on all fours. This is like a, they're trying to do like a Prodigy type thing, I feel.
Yeah, black cats, white cats, all myself cats. Look at me. Big dog in the place to be.
I'm so confused. I don't know what's going on.
I think that guy's a pit bull.
Yeah, this isn't fun because it's like, it's a weird, disturbing video and the music's not that great. Like, there's, I don't know.
How did he climb the wall?
Magic, pit bull magic.
I see little grapes and cats now.
Yeah, he's fine.
No, he's gonna eat it.
But he cummed on it.
Yeah, that was cum.
No, he ate the pussy and then he threw paint on it.
Oh, now we got Lady Gaga.
That's sexy.
Her clothes just came off.
Ooh, I see some nips.
I find this girl weirdly hot and I don't understand why.
Me too.
Really hot. Her weird hair, it's just, I don't know why.
Yeah, the top part of her head being shaved is like really weirding me out.
Yeah.
I think it has something to do with how squeaky her voice is.
I was about to say that's what's making me not want to jerk off. I don't like that voice. By the way, this is like a really high, like, budget type of music video.
They're a pretty big band.
Where are they out of?
South Africa?
South Africa.
Okay. Just spit in his mouth. It's gross.
Oh, this is weird.
Wait, what?
Did she just spit in his mouth and he woke up?
Yeah.
And now he's not a pit bull anymore?
No.
Now he's one of her?
Wow, so that's what District 9 is doing these days.
Pretty much.
Jesus.
South Africa is messed up.
Pretty popular. Their videos have a lot of views, too.
All of their videos are crazy popular.
And crazy weird.
It's kind of creepy.
Are you scared now, Dutch?
They're all disturbing.
I feel like I'm going to see them later when I sleep.
What was so disgusting about that video, though? Like,
that the Pitbull is so fat.
I mean,
Pitbull is so fat.
I don't understand because they never actually get to the club. How do you know when you drop the beat? and you booty grind on people.
You should just be doing that to begin with.
Did you guys see Saturday Night Live this weekend?
I was just going to say that. Can you pull that bitch? SNL dropped it. What was it?
It was Andy Samberg. I think it was one of the digital shorts from this weekend. The drop the beat. Drop the bass beat or whatever.
It was actually really funny.
He's just, they're just clowning on DJs, and I think he calls himself Da Vinci. I don't want to give the whole thing away, but it's.
Did you find it?
I'm looking for it.
It's classic. It was weird because I generally don't watch Saturday Night Live, but I just so happened to tune in right when that was on. I was like, okay, that's funny.
Well, no, somebody posted it on Facebook. That's how I saw it.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, I watch it live.
Yeah. Is it any good? I don't know if Saturday Night Live's funny anymore.
Not that I've seen.
I'm worried that we're going to go through one of those dark ages again before we get some good people.
See, I felt like we have been going through the dark ages. You guys tell me otherwise because you guys have been watching The Last Cast, so, or had been watching.
I liked Forte and Sudeikis and stuff.
And I'm not saying any of those guys aren't funny. I just never watched it.
All right, Mitch, go ahead.
When will the bass drop? Sandler comes up looking like a... the big button that says bass on it. He keeps threatening to push it. We're just selling Sandberg doing everything but DJing behind. So visual. Get turned up to death. And everybody's heads are exploding. Get turned up to death. And that's it.
It's pretty funny, huh?
It made me think, too, like, the amount of shenanigans that DJs do, because I do it.
What? What shenanigans? What
just do you do? The knob touching and acting like they're mixing shit. And, like, you know, it, for those of you listening to the podcast, basically what was going on during that entire thing was Sandberg was doing everything but DJing behind. He was playing, like, Sudoku and doing everything else, acting like he's turning knobs. Like, I forget where the... I'll have to find the video or maybe tweet it later because I don't feel like doing it now because I don't think we have time. But it's just like a video of these three DJs and it's like caption bubbles above them like, yay, I touch knob. Yay, I sort of touch this. Okay, yeah, I'm going to put my hands in the air. Hey, we're going to high five, like that kind of thing. DJs don't do anything. All the work that they do for the music they create was hours and hours of stuff they spent in the studio or stuff they've created before. Them doing it live is nothing more than just pressing a button.
Yeah, but you don't understand music.
I don't.
I understand what? DJing.
You're blowing my mind here, Joel.
Do you have a degree in music
theory? Yeah, actually, I do, actually.
In music theory?
Yeah. Not a degree, but I took a course and it wasn't.
Your degree?
You took a course when you were
so
6 years old.
Fat.
You took piano lessons, Dutch. That's not a degree in
you,
music.
I took music theory when I was in college. Take that because you're fat.
I have Pandora.
You went to college?
I have Pandora.
I do feel pretty experienced because I listen to Pandora like 24/7.
I have one station that I pretty much only listen to one.
What's that station, Mitch?
It's some Supertones, Five Iron Frenzy, Sky.
I do have a Ska station. I haven't listened to in a while.
Nice.
My stations are either Real Big Fish.
I also have a Foreigner station.
Yes.
I have a Real Big Fish station, and good. I also have a Caravan Palace station. Thank you very much.
I have one also.
My Caravan Palace station is the shit.
Yeah, I like the song you played last week. I didn't know that band.
Yup. All thanks to Pandora.
But
oh, did Pennsylvania just jump on the gay marriage train?
Mm-hmm. All yep. these states. America's going gay.
Wait, just now?
All right, you want to try to phrase that differently, Marie?
No, I'm
get gay married in Pennsylvania now.
No, I like the gay marriage train.
Okay.
What's wrong with the
gay marriage train?
What's wrong with the gays
come
getting on a train?
The train?
I'm a little choo-choo train.
I'm a choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
Oregon.
Get on this train or you're fat.
Oregon made it, and now it's Pennsylvania's turn.
Nice. Way to go for our state.
It's not that I care if gays get married or not. I just want to say, fuck you, government. That's where more so I'm at. Tell them what to do all the time.
No, that's another thing, too. Like, because we, you know, we're always referencing the fact that, like, pot's legal in Washington and Colorado now. Like, is that a fuck you to the government? Because it's still federally illegal? Like, what? Like, can they get in trouble for that? I don't even know the legal mumbo-jumbo behind it.
Well, they can't get in trouble because they're state rights, but it's still a federal crime. So they can't do anything to what, like anyone in the state per se, but they can. The federal government can invade.
If the DEA and the DOJ exactly. want to go ahead and press charges and raid a shop, then they can subpoena a federal judge and they can get it because it's still considered a class one substance.
Right. But it's like in the same sense, like if you're like a. We'll just use the analogy from earlier, Royce, your neighbor. If your dog or if her dog was running around in your yard, I mean, after you kick the dog, aren't you going to go over and scream at the neighbor? Like, is that someone who owns the yard? Like, the people who run the state kind of own the state, shouldn't be.
And the states will say, fuck you, state rights. And that's the problem. Just
so state rights, but no individual rights? That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
No, no one says it makes sense. If it made sense, it wouldn't be as dumb as it is.
God, we are so but fucked. China's like, so taking us over.
I know, but it's dumb.
I got confused over who was the dog in the scenario.
We are the dogs, and Marie's shitty neighbor was the state.
Okay.
It's whatever.
Your boobs getting in the way again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your boobs are so fat.
You're so fat.
So fat.
Big fat tits.
Tits are so fat.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably, you know, listen to this. Mike was over here because he's back in Tampa again. Anyway, he came by to tell he's going to get a year probation, not because of the going 109, not because he was drunk, but because he had possession of pot in Polk County. Is a year probation. Figure that out.
Oh, wow.
He shouldn't be smoking those marijuana cigarette drugs.
Uh-huh, yeah, sure.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's legal in my state.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
Why don't you get married to somebody?
I don't want to get married to somebody.
Just marry Marie.
Gay. By the way, I had a botch from Roy. It's just labeled gay sex marriage. And I remember like you saying that one time.
Bitch, did you find Pinocchio?
Oh, I did.
Fuck. Thanks for reminding me.
I wish you could play it, but I took all that old audio off and put it on an external hard drive, and I don't have it loaded up here.
Okay, cool. So, Mitch, where's Pinocchio?
Damn it.
I lost it.
Yes. No, we don't have to find it because we're running out of time, Mitch.
I'll find it soon enough.
Find it, you son of a bitch.
In the meantime, Sherry, why are you better?
Because my boyfriend brings Irish beer to banana.
D? Because
my boobs are so fat. So fat.
Sean?
I'm better than you because I'm not named Joel Van Wingerden.
Marie?
I'm better because I had Nathan call in to promote his web series, Welcome to Tates.
Mitch, have you found it yet or no?
And Pinocchio.
They're all...
That wasn't that bad, right? Play it again. And Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Okay. I don't like this show anymore.
Like what you guys okay, doesn't like you.
I kind of feel that, actually. Royce.
Oh, I'm better than you because I gave an old lady the business.
Whoa. You fucked an old lady?
I fucking...
I was going to say, that's not...
Oh, you win. I'm sorry. The business means something else.
I was going to say, are you 1940s Royce today? I gave her the business, see? Nobody says giving her the business when they're not talking about fucking, Royce.
Business is giving you the business.
Let me tell you, business is booming.
Business is this dick.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Dustin Royce, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow for Hippo Juice 7 to 9 right here at morelikeradio.com. Anything else that I'm missing, guys?
I think that's
Phil
it.
Phil Lord for tomorrow.
Phil Lord, world famous director. We're going to ask him a quote from Nate. He wants us to ask him, have you ever told a girl that you have been filled by the Lord after having sex? So,
good question.
We'll do that tomorrow. See you guys tomorrow.